to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Costumeless Teenage Halloweener.
Mr. Costumeless Teenage Halloweener.
You're too old for costumes, but too young to resist free candy. So you don a hooded sweatshirt, grab an empty pillowcase, and start ringing doorbells at 9:30 p.m.
And you don't even say trick or treat.
You've got us by the short hairs, Mr. Costumeless Teenage Halloweener. Because if you don't get a Snickers bar, we'll get a dozen eggs smashed against our final sighting.
You're a little extortionist.
And don't even think about smashing our pumpkins.
Where do you live anyway? Yeah.
So the next time you're power washing pumpkin pieces off your car because you said no to four pimply thugs in street clothes, raise your hose in salute to Mr. Costumeless Teenage Halloweener, a real American hero.
Mr. Costumeless Teenage Halloweener.
I swear if I catch these little creeps, they're dead.
Get ready for the best morning show on any kind of radio. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for Sam and Kara in the morning. Give Sam and Kara a call at 323-203-0815. And now, here are your hosts, Sam and Kara.
Good morning and welcome to Wednesday. It's October 27th. And I'm all by my lonesome in the studio this morning because Kara is stuck in traffic. And we're going to find out soon why she's stuck in traffic and why she's not here on time, because that's not acceptable, and you all know that. But in the meantime, let's just play around a little bit. Thank you all for joining me this morning. And there's a couple of items I wanted to play. One, if you haven't heard yet, Charlie Sheen was hospitalized, was found in his hotel room, naked and drunk out of his mind, and they took him to the hospital. So apparently Denise Richards, who is his ex-wife, claims that she was at the hospital, but she won't really tell much. She was on the Joy Behar show last night, and let's see what she had to say. So stick around. Let's check this out, and I'll be back in a second.
Here are the reports. Okay. The police arrived to find Charlie drunk and naked. Mm-hmm. In his room, tables and chairs were thrown around the room, $7,000 worth of damage to the room.
Okay.
And he had been out partying and returned with a woman to the room. Those are the reports.
Okay.
So you don't know what exactly happened. Did you go to the hospital with him?
I do know what happened. I would rather.
Oh, you do know. You just don't want to talk about it.
I would rather.
Okay, so I'm just telling you what
I read. I did help him at the hospital.
You did go to the hospital with him. Mm-hmm. So how was he doing? Is that? Can you tell me that?
I'll let you ask Charlie.
When's he coming on my show?
Maybe we'll get him on tomorrow.
You think so?
No, but, the thing is, it's very, my daughters are 5 and 6 years old, and they're at an age where they can start to understand. They have no idea what went on. And a lot of our stuff happened when they were much younger, which I'm so grateful for. We're in an amazing place. We've been getting along great for the last year and a half, and we're doing our best. So as far as that situation, I'm trying to protect the girls from it as much as possible.
Of course, I understand that.
No, I
understand. Thank you.
You
want to protect your children. Right. I have a child. I have a girl, a daughter your age.
Were you 12 when you had her?
I was not 12, but I do. I know how old you are. And my daughter's about the same age as you.
Okay, perfect. Thank
you. So I'm sympathetic to a parent's plight. Absolutely. I read about the breakup that you had in 2006 after four years of marriage. I mean, allegations that you feared for your safety and there were drugs and gambling involved. I mean, I find it incredible that you two could be friends. I know people who are divorced after, the guy just maybe cheated on her and they hate each other. You know, this is something. How did you do that?
It's all about my girls, and it's important to, it's not about he and I, it's about our kids, and I'm grateful that were in a good place with each other, to be able to go to birthday parties together and school functions together and have dinner together. It only benefits our daughters.
Do you think is he a good father? Does he do that part of his life well?
He comes over for dinner. He, you know, is at school functions. He comes to birthday parties. So yeah.
I mean, he does have addiction issues, and you know, he's been trying. I know a long time now trying to conquer it, and it seems to be a losing battle for this poor guy.
He's their dad, and I have a lot of faith in him. And
he doesn't show up drunk, does he? When he goes to these parties and things with the kids, does he?
You know, I would never allow that.
No. You have to protect your children.
Absolutely. And I always do, and I always have, and I will continue.
Yeah. You know, it sounds like it's easier to be friends with him than to be married to him.
You know, it's fun. We did early on I have a lot of great memories still of Charlie, and there was a time where we were in love with each other, and we had two babies together, and I married him. Mm-hmm. I didn't go into the marriage thinking we were going to get divorced.
Of course not.
Ended the way they did, but I've moved on. We've moved past that, and you know, now it's about the kids.
Okay, so that's Denise Richards. Apparently, she had nothing to say about the incident, and go figure why she even got on TV and try to explain this to us. So go figure. But Charlie Sheen isn't still in trouble. Gets himself in trouble all the time, and obviously a very, very disturbed soul, and I hope he finds some solace somewhere. Kara just texted me. She's going to be here in 5 minutes. In the meantime, let's have some laughs, and I've got a Chris Rock sketch lined up here, so let's listen to this. We'll be back in a few minutes. Hopefully, Kara will be here, and we'll start the show as usual.
That's right, man. See, everybody blame the kids. Fucking crazy, and everybody want to be mad at the kids for shooting up the school. What about the parents? The parents. The parents is really fucked up, man. The damn parents need to go to jail for some of this sucking shit, man. You know, because everybody know that crazy ass kid that went to jail, and you go, man, he ain't never had a chance. If you know his mama, you know he gonna be there. I was at the club the other night. I was down at Life, chilling at the club. You know, I'm chilling with this girl, and she was dancing. And it was about 2 in the morning, I'm talking to her, and realized she, you know, she had, like, 2 kids at home. Now, I don't mind the 2 kids at home. That's all good. But I'm like, what the fuck is you doing in the club at 2 in the fucking morning on a Wednesday night? What the fuck you doing? Is it your birthday? Did you get a raise? Well, you got to get the fuck out. You go. I'm kicking you the fuck out. Yes, bye, bye, bye. Yeah, go take care of them kids before they rob me in 10 years. Yeah, man, you got to get your kid on or your groove on. You can't get both on at the same time. Tired of this shit. And a bunch of girls like, you don't need no man to help you raise no child. You don't need no man. Shut the fuck up with the bullshit. Yeah, you could do it without a man, but that don't mean it's to be done. Shit, you could drive a car with your feet if you want to. That don't make it a good fucking idea. You could be the baddest mama on earth. I don't give a fuck how good you are. Ain't nothing you can say more powerful than, I'm going to tell your daddy. Can't fuck with
in a world where shitty talk radio proliferates the internet, two people have teamed up to save the world. It's Sam and Kara in the morning, only on LA Talk Radio.
All right, she's back, or not back, she's actually here. Thank you for gracing us with your presence.
You're all very welcome.
We appreciate that. I guess you forgot where you have to be this morning at 10.
I didn't forget, I just was coming from a different direction, and I just didn't know the freeway was going to be like that.
Yeah. Well, you shocked me. You said you slept somewhere last night. I'd like to know all about it.
It's not that exciting.
It must have been a guy. Had
no,
to be a guy.
Just a friend's house.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm gonna get all the fucking information out of you because, you see, we would have never known if you hadn't been late.
That's not that big of a deal. Right.
Okay, she doesn't want me to talk about it. I won't put you on the spot.
It's not like that.
But we want to know all about it.
Well,
so you better prepare a fucking story for tomorrow.
I'm going to be late. I didn't have a really good alibi. It better be worth it.
So you got caught. What can I tell you? See?
No, nothing like that.
No?
Nothing okay. like that at
so,
all.
So how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. It's a little chilly out, but it's going to warm up later today.
Mm-hmm.
And I've really been enjoying the fall weather mm-hmm. feeling-ish.
Okay. Obviously, you don't have a lot to say.
No, listen.
Talking about the weather.
We always start off with the weather. Hey, it's raining. Hey, it's hot.
Yeah, but the show's been going on for over 10 minutes
okay,
already.
Okay, so whatever. Anyway, so I was listening to the radio this morning, and there is a pilot. I forgot his name. It's Mark something. He did an interview on an AM station I was listening to, and basically he said that he was propositioned to do either a full body scan
mm-hmm.
as a pilot,
right?
A full body scan. Or he was going to have to do an intensive pat down.
What now, the hell does that mean?
The intensive pat down is uh-huh. where they pat you down, but they also actually pat your butt cheeks and butthole.
Right.
And your balls and your whole area.
So just to him they did this or what?
Well, it's something that, you know, a lot of you know how the airline security is run by, is it TSA, right?
Right.
It's government ran. Mm-hmm. And they have these new machines that are going to be in effect where they basically kind of can x-ray your body and see you naked.
Right.
Which I'm not cool with, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And they basically just see you naked. That's the intensive scan. I mean, that's the scan. And then I believe that's what he was referring to. Don't quote me on that. Look it up. But then also there's the pat down, and he refused both of them, and he was told, you know, basically if he didn't do it, he couldn't get on the plane. Da, da, da. Anyway, so he thinks it's a violation of his Fourth Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, the whole concept that the government at any time, if you look suspicious or whatever, can physically, you know,
mm-hmm.
touch your person and this, that, and the other. And the whole idea of it's no longer just inconvenience, it's a violation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a kind of a divided matter.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly...
Now, this guy's a pilot with the airline, right?
He's a pilot with the airline. He's like, look, mm-hmm. He's saying he thinks it's going way too far.
Uh-huh.
And the guy that he was talking to said, well, I think you're going to lose the case, as I think you ought to, because after post 9/11, this is really a little thing to do in comparison to our, you know,
right.
protection. And he said, well, I think if you're flying within your own borders, you should have the ability, you should not be subject to this.
Yeah, well, should and
yeah,
you know,
yeah. And he also,
thing.
Well, then he also said, you know, that it's very, very, very invasive. It's a violation now. It's not just inconvenience, and that, you know, the government should not be mandating this.
Mm-hmm.
And if every airline had their own security and some opted to use those tactics and some didn't, at least it would then give the consumer the opportunity to decide where they want to fly versus it being
yeah,
pressed.
But you can't give it up, leave it up to the airlines. You know, I mean,
well, I think
like
they would do a better job. I mean, usually better than the government.
Not necessarily. I mean, you know, you got to protect the whole airport, not just the
well,
airline.
And I understand yeah. that, but you know, he even used Israel as an example because they do a much better job using intelligence versus the way we're using it.
Right.
That's why they've
yeah.
never had a hijacking. And he goes, you mean Israel? The Israel airport's ridiculous and all the questions, they interrogate. He goes, I'd rather be asked questions mm-hmm. and if you have the right answers,
right.
you don't have to hide, versus being physically violated in that
right.
area.
Yeah.
And I think it's just an interesting
topic.
But
it's different. You can't compare it to Israel, you know, because there it's much smaller. You can more or less control these things, where here you can't. Like, for example, when I left Israel coming back here,
uh-huh.
they didn't even search my suitcases. They just asked me a few questions, realized they established that I was Israeli, and they just let me through. So the thing is, they know Israelis are not going to bomb fucking planes, you know? So if you're, you know, if they can establish your citizenship as an Israeli, they let you in. You can't do the same thing here, obviously, you
mm-hmm.
know, because we've got terrorists within. So that's the problem.
Yeah, but I'm also going, I kind of get it, though. I kind of think, you know, like those, have you seen those scans?
No,
here's
I've
what
heard
I have to say,
it,
Sam.
But
when I'm wearing my clothes,
uh-huh.
I got things pushed up a certain way and flattened out a certain way and hiked up. Like, I got a lot of secrets going on underneath my clothes, okay,
uh-huh.
to make things a certain way.
Right.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
I'll be damned if people are seeing my secrets. Don't you be saying my secrets. Like, I don't like the idea. I think it's very freaking weird and violating and very George. I know the reason is for protection. I just don't know if it's the best way to do it. Mm. I think it has become to a place where it does violate the citizens. And I don't know if you can win this. I mean, I don't know if...
Yeah, I think safety comes first, and that's the excuse they're always going
to Well, use. And I get that, but, like, take that further. What happens when, you know, everything is a threat now? Every mode of transportation or every job you have or everything, you have to be scanned and you have to be pat down. I'm not saying it's there yet now. I'm just saying it becomes where everyone's freedom is restricted extremely because of the, quote-unquote, the need for safety. And I just think, like, you know, it's...
You know, for anyone who doesn't think the terrorists won, I have news for you. They won big time. They made the whole fucking world change the way they travel.
Well, I think they were hoping
not, not just traveling. I mean, even if you get into buildings, they have security now, you know? Government buildings, shit like that.
Well, they've
you
always
know?
Had government security.
Yeah, but not as high, you know? It wasn't as bad as it is now. Mm. And they've made us all change our lifestyles, you know? So they won. They won.
On that level.
Yeah. On every fucking level. We can't feel safe even in our own home, you know?
Well, I think that's, I don't know, I feel safe.
That's what terror is. It's about scaring the population, frightening everyone, you know? That's what it's about.
Do you not feel safe in your own home?
No, I mean my own home, meaning the country and the United States. You know, I don't feel as safe as I used to.
Well, I mean, in a way, I think it's a wake-up call. I mean, like, the U.S. is not, it's... The U.S., I mean, I love being a citizen here, and I'm very, you know, pro-America, whatever that means. But at the same time, we're not impenetrable. I mean, we're not, like, you know.
Right.
It's like, I think it's a good wake-up call. Not necessarily for the wake-up call that they wanted us to have, but I mean more of a safety standard.
Yeah.
You know?
But, you know.
I mean we have the most open borders of any country.
Right.
Don't we? We have like the most...
Pretty much. They're pretty open, yeah.
Yeah, very, very open.
Anybody who wants to get across does.
Yeah, I mean, you it's a land of the free, and there's people that come here and they stomp all over it and abuse it, and, you know.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty easy getting into the United States, but like you heard, you know, from the Filipina girl that was here the other day that, you know, they don't hand out visas to just anybody.
Well, I as much as that saddens me on an individual level for people, like I have a lot of friends that are legitimately here to work, you know, and they have to fight so hard just to be here to work. I mean, it really makes me appreciate what I have that I don't realize. And it makes me feel like, man, maybe there could be a better way to get the right people in here that are really trying to work. But at the same time, I don't know. I don't want to digress on that path, but you know, let's talk about the entitled attitude. Like, why are people entitled to come to the U.S. and live in the U.S.? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't look at France and feel entitled that I should get to go there when I want and get to work there.
Right.
Like, I don't look at any country and go, okay, England, I should be able to go there when I want and work. Mm-hmm. I mean, it'd be cool. It'd be great. I mean, I'd love to go.
But it doesn't work that way.
But I don't feel like, man, it's just so hard. You guys are so hard to me. It's like I don't take it personal. I think, oh, it's a country. It's got its own thing going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
You know?
Yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe the U.S. is held to higher standards or something, you know, different standards. I don't know.
Yeah, well, but, I mean, it's a very complicated situation.
Yeah.
So, you know, the debates, I don't know if you've watched any of the debates or...
Haven't.
Okay.
Have they started already?
They've done some. But down to, you know, Meg Whitman and...
Jerry Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Where are you leaning?
I don't know.
Maybe
I don't
know.
I'm still undecided, believe it or not.
So funny, because I was listening to a show that was encouraging undecided voters to call in. Not to ridicule them, but like to basically go, hey, call in, we want to know why you're undecided.
Right.
Why do you feel undecided?
Because I don't like either one. That's the problem. You know, I can't trust them. But we have to vote for someone, so we'll see. You know, I might lean Republican this time and vote for Meg.
Well, I think for me, it's very much look at what they've already done and accomplished.
Right.
It's not that either one's the best or the better, you know, really that amazing. But, you know, Jerry Brown's already had his time as governor. He's done a lot of crazy stuff when he was in there. He actually, it's funny, they have a sound clip of him where he was on, I can't remember the name of the show, but he was on a show after he had already finished his term. And he said, man, I'm glad I don't have to be a liar anymore.
Really?
And in part, it was really funny. And I kind of got his candor. But he's like, yeah, you go in, you say you got to plan for California. He goes, I didn't have a plan for California. He goes, I didn't know what I was doing.
Really? Is that what he said?
Yeah, that's what he said. I mean, and I'd expect you and I to say something like that.
Yeah.
You know, and go, you know what? I don't have a plan either. He's like, you say you're going to not raise taxes, you raise taxes. You say you're going to... You're going to fight crime. Crime rate goes up. And he was...
Well, Arnold Schwarzenegger promised a lot, too.
Well, they all do. I mean, but and so I think in respect of what he's saying, it's like the task is like, how do you accomplish it all? Mm-hmm. And really, how does anyone do it? But I mean, at the same time, he was really saying he was just not prepared and he didn't have a plan when he said he had a plan. He said just lying to people. And I think it was kind of funny, his candor. But I also think, you know, if you look at what he did, he worked a lot with the unions and they turned into these huge gorilla
monsters.
Yeah.
And that's why, you know, I'm pretty iffy
his taxes,
about
his taxes are, you know, he raised taxes. He's probably, you know, whereas Meg Whitman, I mean, she may not be perfect, but I think considering we're in a financial economic crisis, we need jobs. We need a lot of different things to turn around in this state. You know, she has a track record of doing that with a company.
Right. Okay. Well, as far as I'm concerned, the biggest issue this election is legalizing marijuana.
Are you kidding me?
And I'm going to go with whoever supports it. No, I'm kidding.
Oh,
of course I'm kidding. I would just like
I never know with you.
I'd love to see coffee shops here in LA. You know,
hey.
Where you can just hang out like a bar. You know, I mean, this is like the most fun thing, you know.
Isn't it a proposition, the marijuana? Is
yeah, 19. Proposition 19.
Yeah, there
but
you
they're
go.
Saying that the opposition is stronger, actually. So
the opposition
to legalizing
oh,
it.
Really?
So it probably won't pass now, but the next elections or the next, eventually it will. You know, I mean, look, the medicinal marijuana is already legal, and everybody that wants marijuana gets it. So, you know, what's the point? You know, the state does need the money, could use the money, and it's a lot of money, too.
Sam, you're going to kill me, but I have to go to the bathroom. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, not again.
I'm sorry.
Okay, she's killing us, guys. And, you know, the show has holes like Swiss cheese, as far as I'm concerned. But we're going to play something real quick here. Let me see. And we'll be back in just a few, so stay with us.
Above and beyond. nothing more gay than me and Rad are the confines the FCC plates on terrestrial radio. That's why I tune in to the internet and listen to LA Talk Radio. It's better than sucking cock. Oh my.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. To call in, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
Okay, the girl is barely back, and I see she's walking in right now, and it's pretty much the show is my show today, and she's just a guest, and occasionally she'll say something. So,
sorry. Today
I can't believe you get up to take a shit in the middle of the show.
Listen.
This is the second time.
Listen, it wasn't coffee. It was this like all organic natural juice in my friend was like, oh, this may make you have to go to the bathroom. I was like, no, it won't.
Uh-huh.
Well, it did.
Yeah. Friend my ass, my friend. Listen, you got to take your crap before you come
Shut
in.
Shut up, okay? Sam!
We can't do this anymore. I mean, this is the third time in the week.
It's
you know,
the
we had
second
to end,
time.
No, we had it's to end the show time. Early last week. Okay, so Kira, come on, be responsible. It's only 50 minutes, okay?
Listen, stop trying to act like I'm like, I need adult diapers or something.
You do?
It's just, this
no, you
has deal, been...
You need adult education, that's what you need.
Don't say that S-H-I-T word in regards to me, okay?
No?
No, I don't like it.
Okay. Can I say anything? I mean,
you can, but that's just kind of like gross because I'm a girl.
Okay.
I got to act like I don't do that.
Okay, that's right. You don't do that. You guys keep it inside. Or it never even occurs to you that there is anything to do.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So you just actually went to fix your makeup. That's what you did. Okay.
Look, I wouldn't have gone if I didn't really, really have to go.
I'm sure,
like, I was sitting here almost sweating. I was
but you have to really go every day.
It's been one week of a little bit of interruptions with this. It's
okay.
Fine, guys. I'm
all
normally
right. Yeah,
not.
You obviously didn't take my advice. I told you got to do this before you leave. But then again, when you're not in your own home, you can't take a crap. I'm going to get it out of you. Don't think you can be on the radio, do crazy shit, and not report.
No,
we'll
not,
soften you up in a few days. We'll
listen,
find out what's
it's
going
not
on.
What you think.
I have my theory. I have a theory.
I know you have a theory. Look, if it was up to you, I was probably mud wrestling all night with a bunch of lesbians, and we ate whipped cream off each other, and that should be the story. But that's really not the situation.
That's not true. Yeah. But I don't know. The fact that you don't want to talk about it makes it suspicious. So, you know, but I'm not going to press you. I'm just telling you that I know what's up. I know what's going on.
I just think it's funny watching you go getting all squeamish and trying to, like, you know, get some out of me. I think it's funny.
Yeah.
No, it's just a friend. Just a girlfriend.
Okay.
So not a big deal.
All right.
But it is funnier to have you think that it's something else.
Yeah. You better not be lying to me. I'll kick your ass. Anyway, do you download songs off the internet, like LimeWire?
When I had a laptop, like I did.
You
was
did?
That like 2 weeks ago before it got stolen? No, I would usually iTunes. Why?
What do you use, like LimeWire or something?
You know what? I didn't know about LimeWire. Somebody told me, and I downloaded the program or whatever onto my computer, but I never used it.
Right.
And then I found out it's illegal, or is it not illegal?
Yeah, well, a judge just shut them down. And
oh, really?
Yeah, you know. But the thing is that it's not a big deal because it's happened before. Do you remember, like, one of the first ones was like
Napster, right?
Napster and Morpheus, and then there was like Kazaa, and now LimeWire, you know. So every time they close one, there's a new one opening up, you know. So
yeah,
they're never gonna like get this done, you know, because
yeah,
the internet is like the Wild West.
Mm-hmm.
You can do whatever the fuck you want, and you know, and people can't do shit. So when they finally do it, somebody else is going to come up. So goodbye, LimeWire, and welcome the next one, whatever it is, you know.
You should be
but people are always going to be downloading this shit, yeah.
So what do you think about it? You think it should not have been, you know, shut down?
No, I got to tell you, I remember when Napster was going on, like, you know, 1999, 2000, something like that. I remember saying that, you know, if they want to stop this, they got to offer us a way to get the songs, you know, even pay for them, but to be able to download them rather than have to go and buy a whole CD. So sure enough, you know, iTunes came out and started charging 99 cents a song and made it legal, you know.
Yeah.
So, which I think makes sense. You know, I mean, what's 99 cents for a song?
Well, and think about it. I mean, these musicians of now, it's gotten to where, like, they make no money off of their music when they're musicians.
Right.
It has to be through every other peripheral means around actually the song that they make money. It's not the actual song. And that's sad.
But they're saying that many artists barely make any money on the songs. That mostly it's the record companies.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, it's completely that way. Well, first of all, if you're an independent artist, let's say you're not with any label.
Right.
You've done it, you did all the whatever yourself, and da-da-da-da, and let's say you, somehow you get discovered, you're big, but you're still an independent artist. You may make money off of your tracks if you sell them, but the market's so competitive, people are giving away music all the time, giving it away.
Right.
That in order to grow as an artist and to be seen and to be discovered, you have to kind of give away your music. Or you don't have to, but it can grow kind of rapidly that way. It's like going viral. It's like, here, download it for free.
Exactly, but you do get a lot of exposure when you give it away.
You
build up interest and then start selling them.
Yeah, but it's kind of like going back to buying music, although it's not going to completely go away. It's definitely it's not really how people make their money as musicians. And if you're with a label, let's say you are with a label, generally they front the money for you in marketing and advertising and your band and your recording. Your recording, and then from there they take huge, if not all, the money from your actual CD sales.
Right.
And then from that, you make your money off of your tours and your merchandise.
Right.
And possibly your licensing for TV and film.
Right. That's if you make money, but most people do not.
Well, it depends. It depends. It all boils down to the numbers, too. I mean, how big of a record label do you have and what's the deal entail? Mm-hmm. Because if you're with a really big record label that puts up a lot of money for you and you get placed in all these... You get all these interviews and you get all this publicity and ads. Well, people are going to buy your stuff. They're going to come to your shows, and you can make a lot of money off of your tours,
right?
And your merchandise. But the thing is record labels are like kind of a sinking ship. Mm-hmm. They've either gone out of business or they merge.
Right.
So they're trying to take a cut of the merchandise and a cut of the sale of the tour dates of your live concerts, and they're trying to take a cut of your licensing.
Really?
Which
so
is
they
the,
want part
well,
of it.
Yeah, which is kind of like, what else does the artist have?
Right.
You know, and so it's become very, 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 very difficult for artists. But there's always, you know, where there's a will, there's a way. And, you know, I think one of the best things as a musician, which is what I'm trying to do, is get your music placed, you know, get your stuff placed in soundtracks for movies or TV shows and be good and just be good. And people will find you. And then from there, you know, you can build a following. And
that's a long shot, though, you know.
I don't know. I know I have a lot of friends that have done that. They're not superstars, but they have a great following.
Mm-hmm.
They own all their own rights to their music. They own their licensing, so they make good money off of that, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, it propels itself. I mean, it may not make you a millionaire, but as an artist, it's really a good backdoor way into either getting a big label deal or just, you know, being discovered, too, that way.
Yeah.
You know,
I just realized, I mean, there's so many aspiring musicians and stuff, but there's a lot of garbage music there, too, you know? It's amazing because, you know, I mean, I get a lot of CDs, like, sent to me and stuff, you know, people wanting us to play them and stuff. I got to tell you, most of it is just trash, you know? They all sound the same. It's all the same shit, you know? And you really have to stand out. You really have to be different. You know, I have a distinct voice, have a distinct style, have really good songs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but to just go in the studio and record something, you know, mediocre is not going to get you anywhere.
Mm.
So there's a lot of CDs out there that nobody's listening to.
I think it's always interesting. I mean, we've even had people on the show, which I won't go into names, where they've played music and I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah. Who listens to that?
Well, I'm sitting here going, wow, I don't get it.
Yeah.
Anyway, but, there's, you know, some people are music enthusiasts or maybe they should be part of a bigger picture of something. I guess I didn't tell you guys, but I'm working with a band right now doing backup vocals for them. And so what's great is that the guy has a really pimped out nice studio with everything, plays every instrument, and he's going to do, produce my music for free and record it for free, which is, I mean, awesome. Because if I had to pay to have that, it would be thousands and thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
And all I have to do is sing at some of his shows backup.
Yeah, that's cool.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
So I've been working on that, which is really fun. I'm re-recording a lot of my tracks or my EP and then, revamping the sound, revamping the vocals and everything and making it kind of a little bit different than what it is. And then then recording some stuff I haven't yet to record. I have some good songs that are going to come out, you guys.
Woo! Yeah. Well, your songs definitely are different, you know, and you got to find the... You got to find the niche, you know? You got to find the people that like that kind of music.
Yeah, it's more singer-songwriter. I think it's really soundtracky, some of the pieces are, but we'll see. I mean, everything's got its own audience. If it's good, it's got its own audience. I mean, one of my favorite artists right now, and I'm sure she's becoming everyone's favorite artist, is Florence and the Machine. If you don't know her, look her up. She's fabulous. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's your kind of sound, Sam. I think you've got more of a, you like more linear. It seems really straightforward kind of music, like a little more rock or something. She's got like a more folk, you know, a little bit that kind of ambient kind of, you know, that peculiar kind of sound. But to me, it's gorgeous and just unique and fresh. But it doesn't fit everyone's musical palette.
Right.
Like my stuff is a little bit in the middle between more linear and then a little bit of that quirky kind of, you know, out of the box kind of music. But when I go back to Texas and my brother's friends, they're like, we love your voice, we hate your music.
Yeah.
Because they want really linear, really country, really like verse, chorus, bridge, chorus, chorus. You know what I mean? They want this really like certain kind of, you know, song profile and a certain sound and everything. And
yeah.
I'm like, I don't know how to tell them I don't do country. But I did. I wrote them a country song.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's one thing to do the music that you want and everything, but and it's another to market it, you know? And
yeah, but there is. I mean, I already know the market for my music because it already exists. I mean, I have my own sound, but there is already a market for it. It's just, it's not going to be everybody's sound. It's not going to be, I mean, just like, you know.
That's what I'm saying. You got to find the niche. You got to find the audience that's into that kind of music, you know? Because it's not, your songs are not conventional, you know? They're not like... the formula type of a song.
Well, I know, but there are a lot of artists out there that are really successful that kind of have a similar way of song structure or vocals or whatever, and not necessarily the same as me at all, but they're quite successful in movies and soundtracks. And, and then they're, you know, they've gotten their, like Ingrid Michaelson, she's a great example of someone that, you know, she's her, a lot of her stuff I heard first through soundtracks. And then found her in MySpace, and then she's touring, she's gigging, and she's opening for people. Now she's pretty big, she's pretty huge, and she's kind of got that girl quirky. Do you know any of her music?
No, never heard.
You know
of
the
her.
Song, no. 'Cause I love the way you call me, baby.
No, don't know that.
It's
no.
such a cute song, but it's been in a lot of Target commercials, things like that. And sometimes you recognize the songs because you've seen them in ads.
Right.
But that pays really, really well.
I'm sure.
Yeah. So it's good. And I have a lot of friends that have done that. And then you go and you can songwrite for bigger artists.
Right.
These are just kind of stepping stones that are huge if you break into them. They can propel a music career. Great.
Right. Yeah. But I still think you need some good contacts, you know?
You do. I mean, even to get in those things, you need to have the contacts. Like, but that's the fun thing is that... you know, I've built some of those things, so it's great. I'm in the development stage right now, but when it's ready to take flight, I have some great doors that are available to me. So that's awesome.
Yeah.
And I worked so hard prior to this to try to force that stuff and figure it out, and I couldn't get it figured out, and I just wasn't me. I just everything seemed like a dead end, and then when you kind of let go of it, boom, this thing falls in my lap, and all of the windows are there. So that's great. So I, you know, go to the studio and work on the stuff, and there's some really cool opportunities there. So that'd be exciting. So y'all stay tuned. You must stay tuned.
Cool. Did you work last night?
I did not work last night at my little restaurant job. No, I did not.
Okay. So tell us what you did do.
So you're trying to make this into something.
It is something.
It's not something.
You got caught because I know you took the freeway that you don't need to take every day.
Look at him. He's a stalker. Are you like my dad or something?
I was like, stalker. I called him. I was like, look. We're not stupid.
I was like, look, I'm on this freeway I never normally take. I told you I don't ever take. Well, you're like, yeah, why are you on the 170?
Yeah.
It's like staying the night at a friend's house, which I stay at, I have friends all over. I stay the night at a lot of friends'
house.
I'm
sure you do.
Yeah, no. Yeah. I'm sure you do.
I'm sure
female
you do.
And
yeah.
couples that are married friends.
I mean, look, there's nothing wrong with it. You
there's
just have to come
hide.
Clean,
I'm
my
not,
dear.
What?
You have to come clean.
I don't have anything to come clean
to
you guys
report.
About.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
All right. I just want you to know, keep in the back of your mind that we are not stupid. Okay? Our listeners are not stupid, and I'm not stupid. So
I'm not. I don't feel like we have to discuss anything.
You can't change the reality. No, I know you don't. I know you don't. It's very clear. But that's okay. So listen, before you came in, I was playing the...
Chris Rock.
No, but before that, the Denise Richards, I guess,
oh,
regarding
I
the
morning,
Charlie Sheen thing. But she didn't want to talk much about anything. You know,
I don't blame her. Do you blame her?
No, but I don't know why she even went on the TV show if she didn't want to discuss any of this.
Who knows why they do any of this? Sometimes it's because I think if someone's out there speaking, it kind of maybe will settle things before she gets flooded with paparazzi or gets flooded with, you know, what.
Yeah, but she wouldn't talk about this. She just, you know, she said, look, we've got kids. They're old enough to understand. So I don't want to say what happened. And, you know, so the thing is, look, you can understand that. But why are you going on TV, you know?
Well, this morning on 97.1 AMP Radio, you have Carson Daly and his co-host. And they talked about, they said, well, we're going to talk about it. And this is what they, this is from their, this is what they said was reported.
Right.
What did he go, was this in New York, right, the Plaza?
Yeah, he was found naked and drunk.
Basically,
the furniture was trashed.
And there was a prostitute involved.
There was a prostitute too. I didn't hear that.
I don't know that for sure, but that's what I heard on the radio. I don't know if it's the truth or not.
Yeah, I haven't seen that mentioned.
Yeah, there's a prostitute involved, and his money was missing, and he thought she stole it, so he went ballistic, and she locked herself in the bathroom, and then
really, called, so that's a story.
And called another girl that was working in the same hotel to help her, and then the police came, and he was passed out, and she was in the
sounds like a rumor. I don't know. It doesn't sound like doesn't sound right. I don't know, because,
well, I probably shouldn't repeat it then, but it was on 97.1. This is what they were talking about today.
Look, I think if there was another person involved, they would have publicized that early on, you know, but they didn't have much information about it, so.
And then like Denise and her kids were just staying right down the hall, 20 feet away.
Really? In the same hotel?
Mm-hmm.
Really? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So that's why she knows what happened.
Yeah,
there. Wow.
Yeah, she wasn't in the hotel room, but she was, yeah.
Yeah.
But no, there's a lot of photos that are popping up, because once the stuff comes out, then everybody that's seen, you know, see celebrity sightings throughout the night, they take photos of this, that, and the other. There's a lot of images out there with him and this other woman and things like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah.
Don't quote me on that, people. I shouldn't be spreading it, but it was on 97.1 this morning.
Yeah.
And this is from the mouth of Carson Daly, so.
Yeah. Take, you know what? I respect this guy, though, because he does what he wants, you know? He doesn't give a shit about anybody. Continues, you know, screwing chicks right and left, drugs, domestic violence, which I don't condone, of course. But
you're,
he does whatever the fuck he wants.
Just consistent.
You know? Yeah, you know, that's why we don't ever get on his case, because we expect it from him. You know, Mr. Bad Boy there, and you know, he's got a number one show on TV, and you know, I don't understand him. I mean, you know. You know, and he's got two kids. You know, you've got, you know, what I found out when you have kids is they ground you. You know, you don't float anymore. You just pretty much, like, you know, you're down to earth. You know what's going on. You're responsible and all that. But he doesn't seem to know that, you know.
Yeah, I mean, if you have daughters and stuff, I just think it's weird when men are awful to women and they have daughters. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they don't make the connection that those are going to be women one day.
I know.
You know what I mean? Like, just how,
even not daughters, but sisters and mothers too, you know? I mean,
yeah.
The thing is, you gotta,
but I think specifically having daughters, there's a parental, there's a protector, there's a nurturing side and a responsibility you have to these girls to raise them, to protect them, to equip them for the real world.
Right.
And to think that in your own life, as a man, that you disregard women or whatever, domestic violence, whatever, how do you then, like, I just don't see how that doesn't kill them when they look at their daughters.
Right, yeah.
You know?
No, I totally understand, you know. I don't get it. I think you have to be very responsible, because the kids are impressionable, you know, and think how embarrassed they would be after their father is found out this way, you know, is found, you know, naked, whatever. You know,
well, and then they said he had a opportunity to either go to jail or to the hospital. That's why he's in the hospital.
Really? Yeah, he's probably on probation now. I'll bet you after the domestic violence thing, I think.
But nobody
had
filed
to go
charges.
Into rehab, right?
The Plaza didn't file charges. The prostitute didn't file charges. Nobody filed charges.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Which is, I guess, okay for him.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, who knows what demons people face. I did see an E! True Hollywood Story on him and his battle with this and that. And I mean, I think it's awful, but I also think, like, what is he running from? What is he so tortured from? I mean, not to condone or glamorize it, but we just don't know.
Yeah.
You know, I have a lot of friends that are struggle with different addictions, and I don't have the same addictions, but I mean, I've got my own issues and I got things that I can't stop doing, or I got things that are destructive, yet I still want to do them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's just those things are, they run deep. They run really deep, you know?
Well, he's got a restless soul, you know, and he seemed to not have solved any of his issues. So that's why he's like all over the place. You know, I don't think he's in a position to really realize what's right and what's wrong. You know, I think he's like somewhere in the cloud.
Or maybe he knows what's right and wrong, but he doesn't care. Or he's, you know, I think for some people, it's just they have a death wish. They're not happy. And I think maybe if some people have been given a lot of things in life and they're living a certain lifestyle that doesn't tell them no.
Right.
I don't know. This is just, I mean, if you're never told no, maybe that can screw with your head. I mean,
think about it.
You've got money at your disposal. You've got people telling you yes all the time. You can have whatever woman you want. Yeah, you're going to wreck something here and there because you're pissed because it's not enough anymore. It's not fun. Yeah. Not enough drugs.
Do you know if his father was involved with his childhood? Because, you know, I mean, his father's got like a few kids from different women, I think.
I do not know.
Like Emilio Estevez and, you know, and I think they're from different mothers, right?
I don't know, actually. Yeah. Now, I'm curious to think how they feel during this
time.
Yeah,
so maybe he's got a daddy issue. Who knows, you know?
I don't know, or maybe a mommy issue. Who knows? Maybe he's got an aunt issue or a cousin issue.
Aunt issue.
Maybe that damn cousin, you know, that made fun of him growing up. I'm just saying.
Yeah, you're just saying.
I'm just saying. So, Halloween?
Yes.
You got your...
Wait a minute. Tonight? What's tonight?
Tonight's karaoke.
Karaoke. Are you going?
Yeah, you're going too.
Okay.
The Oyster Bar.
Okay, so tell everybody where it is.
Okay, everybody, tonight we're going to do karaoke. Sam and I will be there. I will be hosting it, co-hosting it with my roommate Sarah, who's a Broadway singer. Get ready, Sam.
Mm-hmm.
And it's at the Oyster House, which is on the cross intersection of Whitsitt and Moore Park. Whitsitt and Moore Park in Sherman Oaks.
Really?
Yes.
That's not Burbank. That's Studio City.
I mean, that means Sherman Oaks, isn't it Sherman Oaks?
No, Sherman Oaks is here. It's
Studio City.
You know what borders Sherman Oaks Studio City?
Okay.
Well, I'm really glad because it's not as far as I thought.
Oh, no, it's right by you. No, it's right by you.
Good.
It's great because it's a sleepy little hole in the wall. Mm-hmm. I mean, but they have great food. I think they have some drink specials.
I think I know where that is, you know?
It's good, Sam. You'll probably want to eat there.
Really?
Yeah, and so we're getting kicked off around 9:30 or 10. So make sure you get there.
Really? So what time does it start?
Like 10. Get there at 10.
Oh, I see. Okay, good. So I can make it.
Yeah. So 10 o'clock.
Do you know, I got a lot of work to do. What am I going to do?
Well,
how am I going to...
How are you going to work till 10?
Well, at 9 o'clock, I just start my work. Are you kidding? When all the shows are over,
then
we have to archive everything and stuff. Yeah. But no, I mean, look, I want to come. Maybe for an hour or something, I'll come.
Yeah, we'll come for an hour. Let's get you in singing some songs.
It's kind of late at 10 o'clock, but...
Yeah, stay for an hour.
Yeah.
Have some food. Have a drink or whatever. You don't drink, but have whatever.
No, I can drink. I mean, I can drink sometimes.
Okay, have a beer. They have calamari.
Yeah.
Yeah. Buy some calamari, I'll have some, okay?
Yeah, well, I'm not into octopus, sorry to tell you that.
Oh, really?
But I'll buy you some if you really want it.
Yeah, thanks, Sam. So then I think Sarah and Claire will be there tonight, and then we'll have a good karaoke party.
Sounds good.
Everybody come out, and it's going to be a lot of fun, and you're going to love it because it's easy to get on stage quickly. Like, there's not a huge, you know, in L.A., oh, my gosh, if you've karaoke'd in L.A., you know that it's just, like, rammed.
Right.
And you maybe get one or two songs in the whole night.
Yeah.
This place is still, like... It's still a hole in the wall. It's not that big yet. The place is really well known for its food, but the karaoke night, it's a new night, so you can get up multiple times.
You know what concerns me, though, and I was thinking about it the other day, is that, yeah, I take it for granted that I can sing and everything, but you know what? I haven't sang, like, really sang in years.
Well, you're going to start
tonight. And my voice has changed, you know, because of the cigarettes and all that shit and stuff. But so I need to practice a little bit before tonight.
Look, little Mr. Backpedaling, money where his mouth is.
No, I'm not. Definitely Careless Whisper. I have to practice the high notes. But there's a couple of other songs I can do just fine.
What other songs?
Maybe
do you
I'll do like Copacabana. I like to do that song.
Copacabana, that one.
Yeah.
Okay. What else? You guys don't want to miss this. What else do you?
You'll see. I'll surprise you.
No, I think it's gonna be fun. I'm gonna love it. What's another song you like?
I like Fast Love by George Michael. You know that one?
Uh-uh.
You don't know it? Yeah, you do. You just, if you heard it, you would. I don't know if they'll have it. But,
yeah, he'll have it. He's got over like 60,000 songs.
Okay.
It's great.
Then I'll sing that and you'll see.
Mm-hmm. You're going to love it. It's going to be fun.
Okay.
Everybody tonight, Oyster Bar, 10 o'clock.
All right.
Whitsitt and Moore Park.
If you don't make it, we'll tell you all about it. Thank you all for joining us. Sorry about the Swiss cheese kind of a show today, but we'll be back
keep you
here.
On your toes.
We'll be back here tomorrow with a complete show. Thank you for joining us. See you tomorrow.
Been listening to Sam and Kara in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and originates from the Los Angeles Talk Radio Studios. For questions regarding the show or to learn more about sponsorship opportunities, please direct all correspondents to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Kara in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.